AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. President Trump announced he's authorized officials to put a 100% tariff on films produced outside the U.S. On his Truth Social platform, the president says countries are offering incentives to draw filmmakers away from the U.S. He says the films threaten national security and can include propaganda. The president also wants to reopen a legendary prison, AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Welcome to the Rock.
Alcatraz, on an island off San Francisco, housed some of the nation's most notorious criminals, like Al Capone and Machine Gun Kelly.
You know, it's got quite a history, frankly.
The prison was closed in 1963. The president wants it enlarged and rebuilt to house the nation's most violent offenders.
It's a symbol of law and order.
But it's also crumbling, and supplying the island is expensive. Bringing Alcatraz up to modern standards would need massive investments, at a time the Bureau of Prisons is closing other facilities for similar issues. It already has 16 penitentiaries performing the same high security functions as Alcatraz, which is now a major tourist site.
Jury selection is set to begin in the sex trafficking trial of Sean Diddy Combs. He faces charges including racketeering, conspiracy, and bringing sex workers across state lines. Israeli forces say cabinet ministers have approved a plan to capture the entire Gaza Strip and remain in the territory indefinitely. The new plan calls for hundreds of thousands of Palestinians to move to southern Gaza and is part of the country's efforts to negotiate a ceasefire that aligns with Israel's terms. The conclave to elect the next pope will be the most geographically diverse. A total of 133 cardinals from 71 countries will be entering the Sistine Chapel to cast their vote. A two-thirds majority is needed to be elected pope. Stocks are opening lower on Wall Street, and crude prices are falling to a four-year low after the OPEC Plus group of oil-producing nations says it plans to increase output. This is AP News. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports Warren Buffett will remain chairman at Berkshire Hathaway when the new CEO takes over.
Billionaire investor Warren Buffett will remain with Berkshire Hathaway as chairman of the board when his successor takes over as CEO next year. The board of directors at the cash-rich conglomerate voting Sunday to keep the legendary 94-year-old as head of the board, a decision likely to relieve investors worried about Berkshire's remarkable winning streak as the U.S. and global economies are beset by tariff shocks, financial turmoil, and a growing risk of recession. The board also approving Buffett's chosen successor, 62-year-old veteran Berkshire executive Greg Abel. In a surprise announcement Saturday at the shareholders' meeting, Buffett said he would step down from that top spot at the end of the year, but, in his words, hang around. I'm Julie Walker.
I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.